During his appearance on Maine Calling, Governor LePage again incorrectly stated that Black and Hispanic drug dealers are responsible for 97% of the drug trafficking in Maine. It's a claim that's previously been discredited, and once again, he was unapologetic for his temperament and use of vulgar language. But Democratic Governor-elect Janet Mills is promising to set a different tone in Augusta. Susan Sharon has more.
Speaking briefly with reporters after a news conference to announce a high-speed internet milestone in Maine, Mills declined to criticize Governor LePage, with whom she's repeatedly sparred in her job as Attorney General. Instead, Mills says her role going forward will be to put a positive face on the state of Maine.
Make sure we tell the world what a great place we are, what great people we have, what a great workforce, what great natural resources. I want to be the state's biggest cheerleader.
Mills dismissed LePage's threat to run against her in 2020 if he thinks she's not doing right by the people of the state. He has said he would leave a reminder on her pillow at the Blaine House.
Who says I'm sleeping in the same bed? He's already said that. Yeah. You know, fine.
Mills says she's gotten help with her transition from members of LePage's office staff and from cabinet members. But the governor himself has not offered to meet with her. I'm available, she says. Meanwhile, she's working on naming her own cabinet picks, four so far, working on the budget, and planning her inaugural address and the party to follow the first week of the new year. Being inclusive will be one of her themes.
Maine is a state that is undivided, making sure everybody feels a part of the family that is the Maine people, Maine communities. That kind of thing will be important to emphasize during the inaugural festivities and the inauguration itself.
Mills expects to have all of her cabinet choices made in the next 10 days. During that time, she's also arranging a big move from the Attorney General's office at the State House to a full-time residence across the street at the Governor's Mansion. And so far, she says, she's having a ball. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.